I'm Randy Vanett. Joining us today, we have the Jasper County Emergency Management Director, Jamie Robinson, and it's a Severe Weather Awareness Week, so we're going to talk severe weather. And Jamie, here in Jasper County, over the last several years, we've had our share, derecho, tornadoes, wind, and hail, so it's something that definitely we know can happen to us.
It can happen in the same week. Heck, in Iowa, it can happen in the same day anymore. You know, the old saying, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes and it will change, and yeah, Jasper County's definitely had its fair share, and with the season just kicking off, and we've already had thunderstorms and blizzards in the same week.
Yeah,
who knows what's to be expected in the coming weeks and months?
I know. Now, of course, KNIA KRLS has their severe weather action team that goes on the air whenever a warning is issued for the counties that we covered. But there are a lot of other ways that people can be alerted to severe weather, and talk about some of those.
Yeah, so they can sign up for Jasper Alerts, which they can find the link to that on the JasperEMA-HLS.org website. We also have the new app for phones, both Android and Apple, Jasper Ready. They can download that in their Play Store, and that puts notifications right to their phone also and gives them weather and road conditions and a lot of preparedness information, which is always great. And then, you know, the communities have sirens, and I want to be very clear, sirens are for outdoor notification warnings only. They are not made to hear it in your kitchen or wake you up in the middle of the night. And that's one of the things that, you know, we always hear, even during tests. Well, I can hear it when it's being tested. That changes when you have, you know, 50-mile-an-hour winds and rain and hail and everything else. So one of the best ways to get those notifications, you know, especially at 2 o'clock in the morning, is either the Jasper Alerts, which is going to activate your cell phone, or a good old weather radio, which is going to tone very loudly. It's, you know, it's a UHF signal, very, very dependable, old system,
yeah.
But a lot of people still rely on it, and it's really one of the go-tos for 2 o'clock a.m. notifications, right? Not something you're used to. You hear your cell phone go off at 2 o'clock in the morning, you may ignore it, where that weather radio goes off, followed by that robotic seek shelter voice, then you're going to know.
Now, do they have battery-operated ones, or if power's out, will that not be working?
Yeah, the weather radios are both AC and DC power.
Okay,
so they even make some have the old hand crank. So if
the batteries
go dead, you can even hand crank it.
You can find those around still?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of the new thing. Kind of the old shake weight flashlights now you can get. And yeah.
Okay.
So definitely have all those important tools. So if we lose power or, you know, water or anything like that.
And as far as your phone personal family is concerned, it's always good to have, you know, some sort of emergency plan if something happens where people can meet and stuff. Right?
Absolutely. Very, very important to make sure everybody's on the same page. You know, something as simple as everybody have a, you know, maybe you have a brother that lives in Nebraska, we'll say, and everybody has his phone number. Because, you know, if something big happens and we lose that intra connection when you're trying to make phone calls, local stuff may not work, but long distance stuff may. So we can all check with Bob in Nebraska, and you know, everybody's checked in. Yes, I've heard from this person and this person, so we know where they're at and where they're going, or you know, where are we gonna meet up if something happens? You know, if something happens at the house and everybody's out, you know, we're gonna meet, and that's, are we gonna be able to even get to that same block, right? So having a backup location where we can all meet and get together, and having the way to contact each other. We can't always rely on cell phones. It's a great technology. It's come a long way, but it's also one of the first things to fail, especially when everybody gets on their phone at once to start uploading the video that they took of the storm or trying to call people, and it's going to shut down stuff. So be prepared.
Also, I guess it's probably key to make sure that your possessions are properly insured as well, too, in case something happens.
Absolutely. And having the, you know, the inventory lists, you know, where you keep some of your either valuables. And when I say valuables, I don't mean gold or cash. While that is important, but your valuables like pictures of grandma or great grandma or, you know, just family stuff, you know, where are you keeping that and making sure it's protected as well.
Any other advice you have for anyone as far as getting ready for severe weather and being prepared to handle it?
We've had our fair share of severe weather in Jasper County, and unfortunately, we'll continue to have our fair share. So heed the warnings. Take steps to better prepare yourself and your family. You know, bottled water and just some food and how you're going to communicate. And so that way, when something happens, you're not the one having to freak out.
Hey, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to talk to your listeners.
All right, thanks a lot. Jamie Robinson, Jasper County Emergency Management Director, joining us on Severe Weather Awareness Week.